AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A fifth person is dead in a mall shooting in Burlington, Washington, about 60 miles north of Seattle. Four women were shot and killed inside the Macy's in the mall. A male died later at a hospital. Washington State Police Sergeant Mark Francis.
Last description on the shooter was that he was leaving from the mall, heading west towards I-5. He was described as a Hispanic male wearing gray.
Police have not released a motive for the shootings. A fourth night of protests in Charlotte, North Carolina, following the police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's family released a cell phone video taken by his wife of events leading up to his being shot. In it, Rekia Scott tells police he's unarmed, but they're heard demanding he drop the gun.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon. He has no weapon. Don't shoot him.
The family is demanding police release body cam and or dash cam video of the incident. Later this morning, President Obama will take part in a ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially open the new Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington. The president says the museum will represent the pain and progress being made in this country.
It's a story that is full of tragedy and setbacks, but also great joy and great victories.
Museum officials say there are 12 inaugural exhibitions containing nearly 33,000 items, occupying 85,000 square feet of space in the 400,000 square foot building. Thousands of people are expected for the opening ceremonies later today. This is AP Radio News. During 67 seasons broadcasting Dodgers games from their days in Brooklyn to the move to L.A. up until now, Vin Scully's voice brought fame to the men on the field. Last night, it was his turn to be honored.
I've loved this game for 80 years. That's a lot of years. But at no time did I ever waver in my allegiance to the greatest sport we have in this world.
The 88-year-old Scully will retire next weekend after the Dodgers conclude their regular season in San Francisco. The National League West leading Dodgers went on to beat Colorado 5-2 last night. Texas Rangers are the first American League club in the playoffs. Their 3-0 win over Oakland, giving them the West Division title for a second straight year. Tommy Smith and John Carlos, American sprinters who raise fist salutes at the 68 Olympics, will join the Olympic team at the White House next week and meet with President Obama. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.